right. Yeah, it's a Thursday. Good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. Years and years ago, used to be that I went to Hawaii most every winter for, 7-8 years in a row. And back in the days of Cougar football, playing a lot in the Aloha Bowl, and were there for a couple other events over the years. It's been quite a while since I've been to Hawaii. It just became where it was of no interest to me. It had changed. And what do you think? If you are a tourist, and as you enter a state, you pay $50. Kind of like saying, okay, let's set up a checkpoint as you enter Washington from Oregon or Idaho or British Columbia, and you have to show your papers. You don't have your papers. It's $50. Oh, we just got through going through this show your papers time. Oh, yeah. How absurd. You're a state, and you're going to charge $50 for anybody and tourists to come to your state. Times are tough. You know, you go to the grocery store now, and it's like, sticker shock this week, and I'll go next week, and the same thing is even higher. Well, there is a free food distribution going on today. Mobile market for Second Harvest. Anyone that could use assistance is welcome. This free food distribution down at the parking lot, just there between the food bank and the fairgrounds, 317 West Astor. They get underway at 11 o'clock and plan to go to 1 o'clock. And it's drive-through events. They've got everything all boxed up, bagged up. They can handle up to 250 families. There no doubt will be a long line of cars, but it goes pretty quickly. So this free food distribution today, 11 till 1 o'clock with Second Harvest, if you could use some assistance with food. A registered nurse working in Stevens County at the address of Providence Mount Carmel has been charged by the Washington State Nursing Commission with unprofessional conduct. The state says this nurse, while working in June of 2022 on a unit with positive COVID-19 cases, cut slits into the side of his N99 mask. Probably so he could breathe, but the nurse in question did not respond to the Nursing Commission.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
A one-vehicle accident, this over in Ponderay County. The accident occurring last night, little after 10 o'clock. The driver going 9 miles west of Cusick on State Route 20 swerved to avoid a deer. Well, it's not a good idea to swerve to avoid the deer because he ended up rolling the vehicle into the ditch. It was a 2012 Hyundai rolled. The driver, a Trampas Barker, age 43, from over in the Cusick-Usk area, had to be life flighted to Sacred Heart. He was wearing a seatbelt at the time, but again, rolled the vehicle, tried to avoid the deer, and ended up having to be life flighted down to Sacred Heart. A bus carrying contract workers from Texas to here in Washington State crashed on snowy roads in southeastern Wyoming. The crash, sending 11 people to the hospital with injuries. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says 40 people were on the bus when it crashed. A powerful snowstorm had closed highways throughout much of Wyoming, made other routes treacherous. Well, that bus missed a curve on the Interstate 25 service road at about 170 miles north of Denver. The bus drove off the road and overturned. Emergency workers providing food and lodging for the uninjured passenger. The driver was not hurt.
For top-notch customer service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville. For home and auto, farm, life, health, personal and business insurance policies, call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or stop in at the Town Center Building, 298 South Main, Suite 101.
It's coming up on Saturday here in Colville. It is the big Easter egg hunt. Well, we talked with Lori Matlock about that.
Hi, this is Lori Matlock. The Easter egg hunt. We got 29,000 eggs. We do have quite a few people that come and lay out the eggs. We have the Cobble Rotarians. We have the Cobble Elks. We have the Boy Scouts. So we have lots of community help, which is awesome. The Easter egg hunt on Saturday at 10 a.m. is when we start our Easter egg hunt. And we do it the same every year. We take the older kids first, the 8 to 10-year-olds, and we walk them back to the back of the fairgrounds in between the pig and the sheep barn in a very orderly manner. And then we take the 4 to 7-year-olds and we bring them out behind the fairgrounds between the lookout tower and the big stage. They have that grass area. And then last, we take the littles and we bring them in the gate and we turn them loose all the way to the horse barn. We will have buckets and bags and things when you're done. If you want to dump out your candy in a bag and then leave us the plastic eggs, that would be awesome. So we look forward to having you down here on Saturday at 10 o'clock on April 8th. And you could probably get a picture taken with the Easter Bunny. So we would love to have you stop by. Give me a call here at the office, 684-2585. Thank you very much.
All right. They always could use more help in getting the kids to the different locations. Also, if you wanted to be the Easter Bunny and get a hold of Lori down there. You know, the eggs all disappear really, really fast within minutes, so you don't want to be late. Saturday morning, dress up nice and warm, but it all starts at 10 in the morning. Any questions about it, give Lori Matlock a call, 509-684-2585.
If you're looking for simple ways to improve you and your family's health, there's a series of three free health lectures coming to the Colville American Legion Hall at the corner of 6th and Main each Monday evening from 5:30 to 7 for the next 3 weeks. The first meeting on April 10th will present a triple international award-winning documentary reporting on a single dietary adjustment that changed one family's life from 21 illnesses, including paralysis and autism, to health. Much more will be covered. Free materials. Admission is also free. Adolescents to adults are invited. Don't miss this free lecture at the upper entrance of the American Legion Hall from 5:30 to 7.
All right, we talked with Michael Letts. He says he has cause for concern about the direction of the country following former President Trump's arraignment in New York Tuesday. Here's Michael Letts.
Cause for concern because the indictment for former President Trump. But it's not just that particular issue. It's what it represents very clearly is we have a two-tier justice system that is corrupt and that is more concerned about politicalization and weaponization than it is about protecting our citizens from the criminal element that we have and taking care of our first responders and our law enforcement officers. What brings this to a head is obviously the indictment of President Trump in New York. Quite frankly, when you look at the indictments, it is a trumped-up case, and it is a state trying to make a federal case. Best the state could do, we call it a misdemeanor, and trying to make it a felony instead. What is so concerning is so totally unfair to use our judicial system to go after or try to punish people that don't agree with you. But that issue aside, if you wanted to proceed, this could have been very simply done with arraignments, which are provisions are already allowed for. And those arraignments could have simply been to do it by Zoom, do without having the presence of law enforcement there. Remember, this is the same city that has been defunding officers. They chose to spend an additional $10 million, even though they're saying they're still looking to defund the police. They've chosen to spend an additional $10 million for this last day's event. They've chosen to put officers in harm's way between protesters. And they have chosen to do that from the standpoint that, quite frankly, they know that it will do nothing but make a political statement. And that is what they're attempting to do. And they don't care about the officers instead. That's a sad indictment on this country. The other thing, Nikki, that is extremely concerning is that they have brought in every officer, put him in uniform to show force across the city in an attempt to maintain law and order. The problem with that is you have undercover officers, you have detectives that have now been placed in uniform. There is facial recognition software that the criminal element has access to. You have now placed these officers and their families in jeopardy. For what? For politicalization, to make a political statement against an opponent that you don't like the way they vote, you don't like their views. Never has that happened in the history of this country. It needs to be dealt with and immediately knocked down. Otherwise, this country will never survive as a free country. It will be a banana republic across the world. The true battle that we are in an epic battle between good and evil. And the epic battle portion of this battle is very simple. That if you can take a judicial system and use it to oppress and to imprison your political opponents, that is what dictators do. Remember, America is the last bastion of freedom in the world. If they can cause America to lose its freedom, there is nothing stopping one world order and one world government, and that is the next move.
All right. That's Michael Letts. Some comments about what went on this week in New York. It's that time of the year. It's springtime. Yeah, maybe cold in the early mornings, but the green grass is going to start growing. It's time to service or repair your lawn and garden equipment right now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. Some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental Center, 380 South Main in Colville. Fast, honest service. If you like, give them a call, 509-684-1522. If you got any questions about that, it's time to get that equipment ready to go.
The Kettle River Grange in Barstow will be performing Grits and Gravy, a family fun, hilariously funny tale of a small town mixed in with quirkiness and network mismanagement. April 12th will be family night, just $25 for the whole family. April 15th will be dinner theater night. Advance tickets are available for $30 at Barstow, Sandy's, and Beardsley's family restaurants. April 14th and 16th will be $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, and $6 for youth. So mark your calendars and come watch the play Grits and Gravy at the Kettle River Grange.
Hey, don't forget, it is starting at 11 o'clock today, that free food distribution, the mobile market with Second Harvest, 11 till 1 today here in Colville. Well, the Mariners weren't able to get past the Angels yesterday, but kind of a weird game. Ohtani held Seattle to one run in six innings and drove in a run at the plate that led Los Angeles to the 4-3 victory over the Mariners. Ohtani kept the Mariners scoreless after allowing a run in a bumpy first inning, finishing his day, having allowed three hits, four walks, striking out eight. The oddity, Ohtani was called... First off, he was called for a pitch clock violation while he was on the mound. And then later in the game was called for a pitch clock violation at the plate. The two-way star made Major League history as the first player to be called with a pitch clock violation. The first one was the top of the first inning working against Cal Raleigh. Manager for the Angels says he wasn't trying to violate the rule by intentionally throwing a pitch before Raleigh was ready. But it was top of the sixth inning, his at-bat against the Mariner reliever Matt Brash. When Ohtani was called for the pitch clock violation at the plate. First player to be called for violations as both a pitcher and a batter. It is a travel day for the Mariners. No Mariner game today. They will be in Cleveland on Friday. And that'll be at 12 noon with the pregame. First pitch at 1:10 Friday. They're in Cleveland Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then head to Chicago Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Mariner Baseball on 92.1 KCRK.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Forget Me Not at 173 South Main. The store's loaded with vintage and retro items, home decor, plus lots of great gifts for any occasion. At Forget Me Not, they're open Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. A little slight chance of some rain today. A high temperature of 52. Could get breezy up to 10 miles an hour. 50-50 chance of rain tonight. 38 the low. Rain on Friday. Could get a quarter inch of rain tomorrow. 48 the high. More showers Friday night. 33 the low. Partly sunny with a high of 54, and that's a nice thing for the Easter egg hunt Saturday. Easter Sunday, rain is likely, a high of 56 degrees, 43 Sunday night. Rain on Monday, rain mixed with snow Monday night, more rain on Tuesday. Then midweek Wednesday, more rain. High of 52. Forget-Me-Not. They have balloons for all types of occasions. Get well, new baby, birthdays, things like that. Forget-Me-Not. You'll find them at 173 right downtown on South Main. It's not too bad. 30 degrees here at the radio station, warming up just a little bit. It is Thursday. We are getting ready for the Easter egg hunt Saturday, the Easter services on Sunday. Make it a great day today. Enjoy it. Should be dry. Eric Carpenter with you at KCVL, KCRK.